This is In the News in VOA Special English. Last year, on April 20th, the Deepwater Horizon oil drilling rig exploded in flames in the Gulf of Mexico. 11 workers were killed. Oil continued to spill from a damaged wellhead on the seafloor until July. It was the worst offshore oil spill in American history. Officials estimate that nearly 5 million barrels of oil poured into the Gulf. Today, the surface of the water looks much like it did before the disaster. Natural microorganisms in the water helped eat the oil and clean up the spill. Workers also used chemical dispersants to break up the oil. But John Hossavar, a marine biologist with the environmental group Greenpeace, says most of the oil is still in the Gulf.
It's in the water, it's on the sediment, it's on the seafloor. A lot of it's washed up into the wetlands, and it's still there. It's still being eaten by marine life today.
Tar balls continue to wash up on beaches, and animal rescue teams still treat oil-covered dolphins, turtles, and other creatures. Lisa DiPinto is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Ms. DiPinto says the effects of such a huge spill could have been much worse. She says tests show that fish and shrimp from the Gulf are safe to eat.
The seafood safety testing that I've seen has indicated everything is looking good.
But she says the recovery of the Gulf is far from complete. The full effects of the oil spill may not be known for years.
We're looking at things we've probably never looked at before as a result of an oil spill. So we're looking at things in the offshore deep water environment as well as up through the water column and all along the shorelines.
BP agreed last year to put $20 billion into a fund to pay fishing boat owners, workers, and other people affected by the spill. BP is the British-based energy company that operated the well and leased the Deepwater Horizon from the rig's owner, Transocean. In December, the federal government announced civil action against BP, Transocean, and other companies connected to the spill. Observances of the first anniversary took place along the Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday. The spill led the Obama administration to halt deep water drilling in the Gulf. That moratorium ended in October, but the government has given very few permits since then. Oil and gas companies say new rules prevent them from moving quickly to increase production. Administration officials say they are preparing new rules that will do more to enforce safety and let drilling operations continue. The Gulf of Mexico provides about 30% of the oil produced in the United States. President Obama says crews have made progress in cleaning up the spill, but the job is not done. He says his administration will do whatever is necessary to protect and restore the Gulf Coast. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. You can download transcripts and MP3s of all of our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find captioned videos of Special English reports at the VOA Learning English channel on YouTube. I'm Steve Ember.